7:47. Good day. Hello to you. This is Daybreak on CBC Radio 1. I'm Shelley Joyce. Well, would you quit your job if a better one came along? A new survey says that more than half of BC workers would walk out the door. 55% would take the better deal. And apparently it's not just about the money. Christian Codrington is a senior manager with the Human Resources Management Association, and we've reached him in Vancouver this morning. Hello there.
Good morning, Shelley.
Christian, this survey was done by a research company that you work with. More than half of us would quit for a better job. Does that surprise you?
Oh, I think that many people say they're prepared to quit, and then the issue is, will they actually move? And in addition to what people have said in that survey, our data from our internally produced metric service seems to say that about, you know, in any upwards of 12 to 15% of people are moving on a day-to-day basis, or year-to-year basis, I should say, from one company to another.
Is it disappointing at all to you that more than half said that they would quit if something better came along?
Well, it does tell me that there's a bit of disengagement out there for many, many, many employees. And yes, it is disappointing to see that many employers seem to be doing what they think is necessary to keep people happy and engaged and working and committed to their workplace, only to think that there's a certain group of them that are perhaps disengaged and looking for something better.
Now, the survey also found just 25% of workers are, quote, delighted with their jobs.
Yeah.
Is that reasonable? Should we actually really expect to be delighted with our work?
Well, I don't think it's an unreasonable expectation these days. You know, I think that many of us put a lot of care and effort into both our professional development and who we work for. And it's nice to have that sense of pride. And I think what you'll read or find out as you discover a bit more through those survey results is that for many employers, it doesn't take much to help employees get delighted with what they're doing.
Okay, so what does it take then?
Well, you know, there was years ago, there was a psychologist named Hertzberg who talked about two sets of factors. He classified things like pay and benefits as one set of factors. But then things that might help keep one delighted in one's job, he put into a different set of categories of sort of motivating factors. Things like how often an employer can communicate with their staff. Things like setting goals and doing regular performance reviews. Just looking at the nature of the work itself. Is it designed right? Are you open to suggestions from your staff? Things like suitable opportunities for recognition. All those things, I think, really help employees. They feel that they're really tucked in and really happy with who they're working with.
What part does money play in the whole equation?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. And, you know, I often say to myself, and it's happened in my career quite often, you may set a goal for oneself. I want to make X thousands of dollars a year. But then as soon as you reach that goal, it's not enough. You want more. We call that sort of an escalating zero point. So money is an important factor to keep people satisfied. And I often think people get happy only so far as they can read their first pay statement. And then the next raise means nothing. So I think that pay is an important satisfier. But it's not necessarily one that motivates someone to produce more.
Hmm. Now, you work with HR departments. Is job hopping a bit of a problem?
I think that you'll see job hopping in a variety of different places and different age groups. So that 29 and under, there may be a bit more job hopping than in people that are a bit older or in sectors, let's say, or parts of the economy where there's not a lot of jobs to hop to. So what we're facing here in BC is often a bit of job hopping out of the province among younger males who can go one province over and make a lot more money.
Is it a problem, or is it just young people kind of trying to find a good fit?
Well, you know, I think for an employer spending a lot of money trying to develop people into management roles, it could be a bit of a problem. And so there's a balance, Shelley, you raise a good point. There's a balance, I think, between people trying to find their way and those becoming restless with unreasonable expectations and looking simply just to move to the next opportunity.
All right. Christian, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Christian Codrington is a senior manager with the Human Resources Management Association, and we reached him this morning in Vancouver.